马坤的声音，欢迎大家来聆听我们亲爱的鸡蛋了，还讲继续给我们讲是爸爸给我们撰写的 Krishna book。现在开始。Yes。
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Today we are going to discuss chapter 16.Of Srila Prabhupada's Krishna book entitled Subduing Kaliya.
Today, we are going to talk about the Krishna book, the 16th Kaliya.
And let us begin by chanting our invocation prayer. Krishna, 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 hey.Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hey. Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Rakshamam. Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Pahimam. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshamam. Krishna Keshava.Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Vahimam. O Lord Krishna, please protect me and maintain me.
O Krishna, 请保护我，请维系我。
O Lord Rama, descendant of King Raghu, please protect me.
O Rama, Raghu 国王的后裔啊，请保护我。
O Krishna, O Keshava, killer of Akashi demon, please maintain me.
O Krishna, O Keshava, Keshi 魔的屠者啊，请维系我。
So first of all, Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Sri Chaitanya Shikshamrita, he says the following.
首先是 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 在Sri Chaitanya Shikshamrita 里面这样说道。
Kaliya represents brutal cruelty, maliciousness, pride, envy, and a snake-like crookedness.
Kaliya 代表的是骄傲、残忍，还有这种狡猾等等。
He particularly tries to pour his poison into the hearts of innocent Vaishnavas, which Krishna cannot tolerate, so then the Lord kills him.
那么他尤其呢是把这些毒品啊，要想要去毒死那些纯粹的 Vaishnava 投入他们的心中，那么主 Krishna 就无法容忍这一点，所以他就决定要杀死他。
According to the Garga Samhita, in his past life, during the life of Swayambhuva Manu,At the beginning of the creation, he was a sage named Vedasira, who was cursed for not allowing the sage Ashvasira to meditate in his ashram.
That's very long.
Okay, I'll break it up. According to the Garga Samhita, in his last life, during the life of Swayambhuva Manu,
这是在斯瓦扬波拉波拉玛努的那一世那个仪式当中。
At the beginning of the creation.
是在。
He was a sage named Vedasira.
他当时呢是一个圣人，叫做 Vedasira.
He was cursed for not allowing the sage Asvasira to meditate in his ashram.
他当时呢，是因为他去打扰了一个在自己的阿尚里面冥想的一个圣人，所以就被诅咒了。
So this Ashvasira cursed him. The other way around. I guess how did that work? I know I broke it up. I don't even know what's going on. So Vedasira was cursed, he says, by Asvasira, and he said that you are angry for no reason, you hiss just like a snake, become a snake.
那么这个Vedasira 呢就被他就侵入了这个圣 Asvasira, 所以他就诅咒他，他说你就像一个蛇一样在那嘶嘶的叫，所以你就变成一条蛇吧。
And Lord Vedasira told him he would place his
It's broken. I cannot hear. I can see you, but I cannot hear you.
There's something on your computer that's not right, because I keep hearing this noise. All of a sudden, this noise starts to come up. I don't know what it is. Then Lord Vishnu appeared and told him that he would place his lotus feet on his head in that lifetime. Then Bedasira took birth with the first generation of great snakes to appear in the universe from Daksha's daughter.
然后呢，这个维达斯尔就从那个达克夏的这个第一个儿子，第一个女儿的那个时候就出生了。Okay,
our story begins.
我们的故事就开始了。When
he understood that the water of the Jamuna was being polluted by the black serpent Kaliya, Krishna took action against him and made him leave the Jamuna and go elsewhere, and thus the water became purified.
当主Krishna知道Yamuna的河水被这个黑蛇Kaliya所污染之后，他就决定采取行动去反对它，并且让它离开Yamuna河去其他的地方，这样的水就受到了净化。When
this story was being narrated by Sukadeva Goswami, Maharaj Pariksit became eager to hear more about Krishna's childhood pastimes.
当Sukadeva Goswami在讲述这个故事的时候，而Maharaj Pariksit就非常渴望，想要去聆听Krishna更多的孩提逍遥时光。He
inquired from Sukadeva Goswami how Krishna chastised Kaliya, who had been living in the water for many years.
那么他就向Sukadeva Goswami询问Krishna是如何谴责这个生活在水中很多年的这个Kaliya蛇的。
Actually, Maharaj Pariksit was becoming more and more enthusiastic to hear the transcendental pastimes of Krishna, and his inquiry was made with great interest.
事实上，Maharaj Pariksit他就越来越充满热情地想要去聆听Krishna的超然逍遥，所以他做出的询问就总他总是带着巨大的兴趣去询问。Sukadeva
Goswami narrated the story as follows.
Sukadeva Goswami就开始讲述了如下的故事。
Within the river Jamuna, there was a great lake, and in that lake, the black serpent Kaliya used to live. Because of his poison, the whole area was so contaminated that it emanated a poisonous vapor 24 hours a day. If a bird happened to even pass over the spot, he would immediately die and fall down into the water. Due to the poisonous effect of the Jamuna's vapors, the trees and grass near the bank of the Jamuna had all dried up.
那么就因为亚穆纳的这个河水，这个蒸汽，就这个液体的那种毒液的效果，所以这个亚穆纳河岸的这所有的树啊、草啊，都已经枯干了。Lord
Krishna saw the effect of the great serpent's poison. The whole river that ran before Vrindavan was now deadly.
那么主Krishna他去看了这条蟒蛇的这个毒液的效果。 因为以前在文大门奔流的这条河水，现在已经死去了。Krishna,
who had vented himself just to kill all undesirable elements in the world, immediately climbed up into a big kadamba tree on the bank of the Jamuna.
那么Krishna他本来显现就是去杀死这个世界上所有的不好的这些因素。 所以呢，他立即就爬上一棵很大的Kadamba树，就是在Yamuna河岸的一棵Kadamba树上。The
Kadamba is a tree. The Kadamba is a tree bearing round yellow flowers that is generally seen only in the Vrindavan area.
这Kadamba呢是一棵树，这个树呢，它通常呢都是结满了、长满了这个黄 黄色的圆的花，这种树呢通常是只有在亚穆纳在文达文这一带才会看得见的。
After climbing to the top of the tree, he tightened his belt cloth and slapping his arms just like a wrestler jumped into the midst of the poisonous snake lake.
那么当昆山爬上这个树梢之后呢，他就系紧了自己的皮带还有衣服，然后拍拍自己的这个手臂，就好像一个摔跤手一样，然后呢他就跳到了这个毒湖里面。
The Kadamba tree from which Krishna jumped was the only tree there which was not dead.
这一棵 Krishna 从这个 Kadamba 树上跳下去的就这棵树啊，是唯一一棵没有死的树。
Some commentators say that due to being touched by the lotus feet of Krishna, the tree immediately became alive.
有一些评述者是说，就是说是因为主 Krishna 莲花所的触碰，所以呢，这棵树立即就恢复了生命，活过来。
In some other Puranas, it is stated that Garuda, the eternal carrier of Vishnu, knew that Krishna would take this action in the future, and so he put some nectar on this tree to preserve it.
那么在其他的 Purana 里面也有说到，就这个主 Vishnu 永恒的坐骑 Garuda 知道 Krishna 将会在未来采取这样的行动，所以呢他就把一些干木放在这棵树上，能够保留下来。
When Lord Krishna jumped into the water, the river overflooded its banks to a distance of 100 yards as if something very large had fallen into it.
那么当主 Krishna 跳入这个河水里面的时候呢，整个的河都河水都蔓延到一百这个yard之外，就很远很远之外，看起来就好像一个很大的物体掉到水里面一样。
This exhibition of Krishna's strength is not at all uncommon because he is the reservoir of all strength.
那么因为 Krishna 他是所有力量的源泉，所以呢，像这样的展示他这样展示自己的力量，并不是没有什么奇怪的。
When Krishna was swimming about just like a great strong elephant, he made a tumultuous sound which the great black serpent Kaliya could hear.
那当 Krishna 就好像一头很大的巨象在游动的时候呢，他就发出了非常大的声音，这样的这个黑蛇Kaliya就能听到。
The tumult was intolerable for him, and he could understand that this was an attempt to attack his home.
那么这个声音对他来说他是无法容忍的。他从这个声音就听得出来，这其实是一种在攻击他的家的这样一个尝试。
Therefore, he immediately came before Krishna.
所以他立即就来到 Krishna 面前。
Kaliya saw that Krishna was indeed worth seeing because his body was so beautiful and delicate.
那么卡利亚就看到 Krishna 的确值得一见，因为他的身体，他的躯体是如此的美丽，如此的精致。
Its color resembled that of a cloud, and his feet resembled lotus flowers.
他的这种肤色看起来就好像云彩的颜色，而他的双颈呢，则像一朵莲花。
He was decorated with shrivatsa, jewels, and yellow garments.
他身上装饰的 shrivatsa 还有珠宝，还有黄袍。
He was smiling with a beautiful face and playing in the river Jamuna with great strength.
他的美丽的脸上带着微笑，那么他然后他以巨大的力量在河亚穆纳河里面玩耍。
But in spite of Krishna's beautiful features, Kaliya felt great anger within his heart, and thus he grabbed Krishna with his mighty coils.
但是呢，尽管 Krishna 那么美丽的这种所谓的特征，卡利亚仍然他的心中感受到他的心中感受到巨大的这种愤怒，然后他就用他强有力的这种爪子去一把抓住 Krishna。
Seeing the incredible way in which Krishna was enveloped in the coils of the serpent, the affection of cowherd boys and other inhabitants of Vrindavan immediately became stunned out of fear.
那么看到 Krishna 他以一种难以想象的这种方式被这个蛇给缠住了，那么Vrindavan这些所谓的居民还有这些所谓的充满爱的牧牛童们立即就处于在恐惧当中目瞪口呆。
They had dedicated everything to Krishna, their lives, property, affection, activities, everything was for Krishna. And when they saw him in that condition, they became overwhelmed with fear and fell down on the ground. All the cows, bulls, and small calves became overwhelmed with grief, and they began to look at him with great anxiety.
所以奶牛啊，狮子牛啊，还有小牛犊啊，都在万分悲伤，开始带着巨大的焦虑看着他。
Out of fear, they could only cry in agony and stand erect in the bank, unable to help their beloved Krishna.
他们出于焦虑呢，只能在痛苦的哭泣，然后立直直地立在岸边，但是无法去帮助他们亲爱的Krishna。
While this scene was taking place in the bank of a Jamuna, there were ill omens manifest.
那么当这样的情况就在亚穆纳河边发生的时候呢，那么这个时候就出现了一些不祥的征兆。The
earth trembled, meteors fell from the sky, and the left arm and the left side of men's bodies shivered.
大地在颤抖，然后星星从天空掉了下来。那么他还有那些男子的左边开始颤抖。
All these are indications of great immediate danger.
这一切呢，都预示着巨大的危险发生。Observing
the inauspicious signs, the coward men, including Marajnana, became very anxious out of fear.
我们看到这些不吉祥的征兆，这些牧牛郎啊，包括那那么二，都非常的在恐惧当中都充满焦虑。At
the same time, they were informed that Krishna had gone to the pasturing ground with his elder brother Balaram, without his elder brother Balaram.
而同时呢，他们也得到了消息说 ，Krishna 在没有他的哥哥巴拉让陪伴的情况下去了牧牛场。As
soon as Nanda and Yashoda and the cowherd men heard this news, they became even more anxious.
那么一旦Nanda和Yashoda还有牧牛郎们听到这个消息之后呢，他们就更加焦虑了。Out
of their great affection for Krishna and being unaware of the extent of his potencies, they became overwhelmed with grief and anxiety.
那么出于他们对Krishna的强烈的爱，而且他们也不知道他的力量到了什么程度，所以呢，他们在悲伤和焦虑当中完全不知所措。They
had nothing dearer than Krishna because they had dedicated their everything, life, property, affection, mind, and activities to Krishna.
因为他除了Krishna之外，再没有其他什么比他们对他们来说更为亲切的了。而且呢，因为他们也把一切，包括他们的生命、财产、爱、心意和活动，都献给了Krishna。Because
of their great attachment for Krishna, they thought today Krishna is surely going to be vanquished.
因为他们对Krishna这种强烈的依附，他们就心想，今天啊，Krishna肯定被毁了。
All the inhabitants of Vrindavan came out of the village to see Krishna.
The
assembly consisted of children, old men, women, animals, and all living entities. They knew that Krishna was their only means of sustenance.
那么在场的聚集在一起的人呢，就包括孩子们、老人、男子、女子，还有动物以及所有的生物体。
While this was happening, Balaram, who is a master of all knowledge, stood there simply smiling.
那么当这一切发生的时候呢，这位所有知识的大师Balaram只是面带微笑站在那里。He
knew how powerful his younger brother was, and that there was no cause for anxiety when Krishna was fighting with an ordinary serpent of the material world.
他知道他的弟弟有多么的强大，而且呢，当 Krishna 在和物质世界这样一头普通的蛇在打斗的时候呢，根本没有什么好担心的。He
did not therefore personally take any part in their sorrow.
所以呢，他个人来说，他没有任何的焦虑，或者没有悲伤。On
the other hand, all the inhabitants of Vrindavan being disturbed began to search out Krishna by following the impression of his footprints on the ground.
那么另外一方面呢，Vrindavan这些所有的居民，他们心中就受到了干扰，就很不平衡。所以呢，他们就开始 他们就开始在地上寻找地上 Krishna 的脚印，然后跟着这个脚印去寻找 Krishna。
They moved hastily toward the bank of the Jamuna.
他们就匆匆地走向 Yamuna 河岸。
Finally, by following the footprints marked with flag, bow, and conch shell, the inhabitants of Vrindavan arrived at the riverbank.
最后呢，终于到了后来，他们就因为就跟着这个地上的这个什么旗子啊、弓啊，还有海螺这样的脚印，就跟着往前走，然后呢，Vrindavan这些居民就到了河岸，Yamuna河边，然后看到Yamuna到了Yamuna河边。
They saw that all the cows and boys were weeping to behold Krishna.Enwrapped in the coils of the black serpent. Then they became still more overwhelmed with grief. While Balaram was smiling to see their lamentation,All the inhabitants of Brajabhumi merged into the ocean of grief because they thought that Krishna was finished.
那么，当巴拉拉玛在面带微笑看着他们的这种悲伤的时候，这 Brajabhumi 的所有这些这些居民啊，都完全沉浸在悲伤之洋当中，因为他们以为 Krishna 已经完了。
Although the residents of Vrindavan did not know much about Krishna, their love for him was beyond comparison.
虽然说人当地的居民对 Krishna 了解的并不多，但是他们对他的爱却是无可比拟的。
As soon as they saw that Krishna was in the river Jamuna enveloped by the serpent Kaliya, and that all the boys and cows were lamenting, they simply began to think of Krishna's friendship, his smiling face, his sweet words, and his dealings with them.
那么一当他们看到 Krishna 在 Yamuna 河里面被这个 Kaliya 蛇给转住的时候，还有看到所有的这些男孩子们留在悲伤的时候，他们一想的就是 Krishna 的友谊、他的笑脸、甜美的语言，以及他跟他们的交流。
Thinking of all these and seeing that their Krishna was now within the clutches of Kaliya, they at once felt the three worlds had become vacant.
他们想着这一切，并且看到 Krishna 现在就被 Kaliya 给抓住了，他们立即感到三个世界都变成一片空白。
Lord Chaitanya also said that he was seeing the three worlds as vacant for the want of Krishna. This is the highest stage of Krishna consciousness. Almost all of the inhabitants of Vrindavan had the highest ecstatic love for Krishna. When Mother Yashoda arrived, she wanted to enter the river Jamuna, and being checked, she fainted.
那么当亚修的妈妈到的时候，她就想要进到亚摩纳河里面，然后呢被制止之后呢，她就晕了过去。
Her friends, who were equally aggrieved, were shedding tears like torrents of rain or waves of the river.
她的那些朋友们也一样的悲伤，他们流的泪都是。泪如河，就像河水一样在流淌，或者像那个海浪、河浪一样在那流淌，是吗？
But in order to bring Mother Yashoda to consciousness, they began to speak loudly about the transcendental pastimes of Krishna.
但是呢，为了能够把让亚修的妈妈能够恢复知觉，他们就开始大声地讲述着 Krishna 的超然逍遥。
Mother Yashoda remained still as if dead, because her consciousness was concentrated on the face of Krishna.
杨树的妈妈就在那儿一动不动，好像是死去了，因为她的知觉已经完完全全地专注在 Krishna 的脸上。
Nanda and all the other cowherd men who had dedicated everything, including their lives, to Krishna, were ready to enter the waters of the Jamuna.
那么 Nanda 以及其他所有的牧牛老板，他们已经把一切都，包括他们自己的生命都已经献给 Krishna， 所以这个时候呢，他们就准备进入到亚木达河水里面。
But Lord Balaram checked them because he was in perfect knowledge that there was no danger.
但是主巴拉拉玛就拦住了他们，因为他完完全全知道是没有危险存在。
For 2 hours, Krishna remained like an ordinary child gripped in the coils of Kaliya.
整整两个小时 ，Krishna 就好像一个普通的孩子一样，被卡利亚的这个卡利亚绳给缠住。
But when he saw that all the inhabitants of Gokula, including his mother and father, the gopis, the boys, and the cows, were just on the point of death, and that they had no shelter for salvation from imminent death, Krishna immediately freed himself.
但是呢，当他看到忍达文，包括他的母亲，这些狗屁嘛，还有这男孩子们，还有这些母牛们，都已经完完全全处在死亡的边缘了，因为他们发现，他们没有任何的能够免除这个祭灵的死亡的这个庇护，所以看到这一切，库香立即就让自己，他就自己就跳了出来。He
began to expand his body, and when the serpent tried to hold him, he felt a great strain.
那么他就开始扩展自己的身体，而当这个蛇在努力的想要把他给绑住的时候，他感觉到一种很强的一种局限制。
On account of the strain, his coils slackened, and he had no alternative but to let loose the personality of Godhead Krishna from his grasp.
那么当他感受这种力量的时候呢，他的这种缠着这种力道就减松了，然后他就毫无选择，只能够放开。
Kaliya then became very angry and his great hoods expanded.
那么卡利亚呢，这样就变得非常的愤怒，然后那种很大的这个蛇头也开始扩展。He
exhaled poisonous fumes from his nostrils. His eyes blazed like fire and flames issued from his mouth.
那么他的这个鼻孔呢，就发出那种强烈的那种毒液。
The great serpent remained still for some time, looking at Krishna.
这条巨蟒就在那儿一动不动过了一会儿，看着Krishna。Licking
his lips with bifurcated tongues, the serpent looked at Krishna with double hoods, and his eyesight was full of poison.
这个毒蛇，它就用自己的舌头舔着这个嘴唇，然后它就，它的这个，它就看着用它的两个头看着Krishna，然后它的眼睛里面充满了毒蛇。Krishna
immediately pounced upon him, just as Garuda swoops upon a snake.
那么就像 Garuda 冲向一头猛一条蛇一样，Krishna立即就冲向它。Thus
attacked, Kaliya looked for an opportunity to bite him, but Krishna moved around him.
那么当卡利亚受到这样的攻击的时候呢，他在寻找机会想去咬Krishna，但是呢，Krishna就一直在他四周移动。As
Krishna and Kaliya moved in a circle, the serpent gradually became fatigued, and his strength seemed to diminish considerably.
那么当Krishna和卡利亚这样绕着绳子在不断转动的时候呢，这条蛇就逐渐变得疲惫了，然后它的力气就在很大程度上减少。
Krishna immediately pressed down the serpent's hoods and jumped up on them.
Krishna 立即就去压着这个蛇头，并且翘在他的头上。
The Lord's lotus feet became tinged with red from the rays of the jewels in the snake's hoods.
那么，因为这个珠宝发出的光芒，立即就让整个莲花族变得非常的红。
Then he, who was the original artist of all fine arts, such as dancing, began to dance upon the hoods of the serpent, although they were moving to and fro.
那么这样呢，因为Krishna他就作为所有的美丽的这些艺术的原初的艺术家，就比如说舞蹈这样的艺术，他呢就开始在这个蛇头上舞蹈起来。虽然说他这个舌头其实在不断的移动。
Upon seeing this, the denizens of the upper planet showered flowers, beat drums, played different types of flutes, and sang various prayers and songs.
那么当看到这一期的时候呢，这个高等星球的这些居民们就开始抛洒鲜花、打鼓，而且吹奏着不同的笛子，唱着不同的祈祷和歌曲。
In this way, all the denizens of heaven, such as the Gandharvas, Siddhas, and demigods, became very pleased.
第二呢，在天堂的所有的居民，比如说Gandhara、Siddha，还有这些半神人，都非常的高兴。
Kaliya tried to push him down with some of his other hoods.
那么卡利亚就开始试着想要用其他的舌头把他给推下去。
Kaliya had about 100 hoods, but Krishna took control of them.
Kaliya 一共有一大概有一百个舌头，但是呢 ，Krishna 就把他们控制住了。
He began to dash Kaliya with his lotus feet, and this was more than the serpent could bear.
那么他就开始用自己的莲花足去打击 Kaliya， 那么这个是 Kaliya 这个蛇是没法忍受的。
Gradually, Kaliya was reduced to struggling for his very life.
到了后来，卡利亚就只剩下去挣扎着求存的这样一个这个落的这个下场。
He vomited all kinds of refuse and exhaled fire.
然后他就开始吐出各种各样的东西，而且还呼出火焰。
While throwing up poisonous material from within, Kaliya became reduced in a sinful situation.
那么当卡利亚被从他的肚子里面这所谓的这些毒素啊都出来了之后呢，那么卡利亚他们这种罪恶的这个属性就慢慢的减少了。
Out of great anger, he began to struggle for existence and tried to raise one of his hoods to kill the Lord.
哦，那就是说他就越来越渐渐越来越不行了，所以他在巨大的那种愤怒当中，他就开始挣扎求存，并且呢。努力地想要去提起他的一只舌头去杀死主。
The Lord immediately captured that hood and subdued it by kicking it and dancing on it.
那么主立即就把这个舌头给抓起来，并且呢就是不断地踢他，然后就在他头上跳舞，这样就把他征服了。
It actually appeared as if the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu was being worshipped.
事实上这看起来好像是至尊人格守神 Vishnu 在受到崇拜。
The poisons emanating from the mouth of the serpent appeared to be like flower offerings.
这个蛇嘴里面喷出来的这些毒液，看起来就好像是在供奉鲜花。
Kaliya then began to vomit blood instead of poison. He was completely fatigued.
接下去呢，卡利亚就开始吐出来的不再是毒液，而是血液，他已经完完全全疲惫不堪了。
His whole body appeared to be broken by the kicks of the Lord.
那么由于主在不断地对他拳打脚踢，所以呢，他整个的身体好像已经是完全被折断了。
Within his mind, however, he finally began to understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he surrendered unto him.
但是呢，在他心里呢，他就开始了明白了 ，Krishna 就是至尊人格守神，所以呢，他就皈依了他。
He realized that Krishna is the Supreme Lord, the Master of everything.
他意识到 Krishna 就是至尊主，是万物的主人。
The wives of the serpent known as the Nagapatnis saw that their husband had been subdued by the Lord's kicking.
那么这个蛇的这些妻子也就叫做 Nagapatni， 他们就看到自己的丈夫已经被主的这种踢动已经被征服了。
He was almost at the point of death due to bearing the heavy burden of the Lord.Within whose abdomen the whole universe remains.
那么，因为主的这种沉重的压在他身上这种沉重的负担，他已经几乎是濒临死亡的边缘了。因为主的整个的肚子里面就装着所有的宇宙，整个宇宙。
Kaliya's wives prepared to worship the Lord, and in their haste, their clothes, hair, and ornaments became disarrayed.
那么，卡利亚这些妻子就开始准备要崇拜主。在他们这种匆忙的情况下呢，他们的衣服啊、头发还有整个的饰品都变得凌乱不堪。
They also surrendered unto the Supreme Lord and began to pray.
他们也皈依了至尊主，并且开始祈祷。
They appeared before him, put forward their offspring, and anxiously offered respectful obeisances, falling down on the bank of the Jamuna.
他们就出现在主的面前，并且把他们的这些后代也献上，而且焦虑的献上前进的顶拜，然后就倒在杨文达河岸边。
The Nagapatnis knew that Krishna is the shelter of all surrendered souls, and they desired to release their husband from the impending danger by pleasing the Lord with their prayers.
那么这些 Nagapatnis 呢，他们就知道。Krishna 是所有皈依灵魂的庇护所，所以呢，他们就通过向主供奉祷文而取悦他，希望通过这样的方式呢，能够让他们的丈夫从这种濒临的危险，这种濒临的危险当中得到解救。
The Nagapatnis began to offer their prayers as follows. O dear Lord, you are equal to everyone.
这些那个欢子就开始向他们这样子，向他这样祈祷说：“我亲爱的主啊，你平等对待所有人。”
For you, there is no distinction between your sons, friends, or enemies.
对你来说，你的儿子、朋友和敌人都没有区别。
Therefore, the punishment which you have so kindly offered to Kaliah is exactly befitting.
所以呢，你仁慈的向卡利亚施以的这些惩罚是完全合适的。
O Lord, you have descended especially for the purpose of annihilating all kinds of disturbing elements within the world.
哦主啊，你的显现特别呢，你的来降临特别是为了去啊、去摧毁这个世界上那些所有的干扰因素。
Because you are the absolute truth, there is no difference between your mercy and your punishment.
而是因为你是绝对真理，所以呢，你的仁慈和你的惩罚是都没有区别。
We think, therefore, that this apparent punishment of Kaliah is actually some benediction.
所以呢，我们认为这种对卡利亚的表面上的惩罚，其实呢是一些祝福。
We consider that your punishment is your great mercy upon us, because when you punish someone, it is to be understood that the reactions of his sinful activities are eradicated.
我们认为你的惩罚就是你去对我们巨大的仁慈，因为当你惩罚一个人的时候，我们就明白，就其实。他所有的这些罪恶活动的这种反应都得到了完全消除。
It is already clear that this creature appearing in the body of a serpent must have been overburdened with all kinds of sin. Otherwise, how could he have the body of a serpent?
这有一点是非常清楚的，就是这个出现在这个蛇的躯体里面的这样一个生物体，它肯定是完全有着沉重的罪恶的负担，否则的话。怎么可能处在蛇的躯体里面？
Your dancing on his hoods has reduced all the sinful results of actions caused by his having this body of a serpent.
那么你在他的这个舌头上起舞，这就已经完全的减少了对他的所有的罪恶活动的反应。这当然就是由于他处在蛇的躯体里面的这些罪恶活动的反应。
It is therefore very auspicious that you have become angry and have punished him in this way.
所以呢，当你变得如此的愤怒，并且以这样的方式惩罚他，这其实是非常吉祥。
We are very much astonished to see how you have become so pleased with this serpent, who evidently performed various religious activities in his past lives that pleased everyone.
所以呢，我们就非常惊讶地看到你是如此被这条蛇所取悦。他呢，显然在他过往的身世是从事了一些取悦所有人的这些各种的宗教活动。
He must have undergone all kinds of penances and austerities, humbly honored others, and executed universal welfare activities for all living creatures.
他肯定已经从事过所有的这些苦行。并且卑微的去尊敬了别人，并且为所有的生物体的福利活动而从事过这个为所谓的所有生物体的福利而从事过活动。
The Nagapattinis confirm that one cannot come in contact with Krishna without having executed pious activities and devotional service in his previous lives.
这些 Nagapattinis 就确认到。就是一个人，除非他的过往身世都从事过很多各种各样的这种虔诚活动和奉献服务，否则的话，他是不可能接触到 Krishna。
As Lord Chaitanya advised in his Shikshastika, one has to execute devotional service by humbly chanting the Hare Krishna mantra.
就好像主持人在他的整个八训规里面所训示的，建立到了一个人一样。一个人一定要通过谦卑的唱诵，还是 Krishna mantra 去同时奉献。
One must think himself lower than the straw in the street and not expecting honor for himself, but offering all kinds of honors to others.
一个人应该把自己认为比小草更为卑微，并且不祈同随时向别人致敬，而不祈求任何的回应。
The Nagapattinis were astonished that although Kaliah had the body of a serpent as a result of grievous sinful activities. At the same time, he was in contact with the Lord to the extent that the Lord's lotus feet were touching his hoods.
虽然那个南无观音同学非常的震惊，因为虽然卡利亚他处的，因为他过去这种强烈的罪恶活动的结果，他接受了一个蛇的躯体，但同时呢，他却 能够甚至能够跟主亲自触碰，甚至到了这个主的莲花足去触碰他的舌头这样的程度。
Certainly, this was not the ordinary result of pious activities.
显然这并不是这并不是虔诚活动的普通结果。
These two contradictory facts astonish them.
显然这两种这两个互相矛盾的事实让他非常的震惊。
Thus they continue to pray, O dear Lord, we are simply astonished to see that he is so fortunate as to have the dust of your lotus feet on his head.
所以他们就继续祈祷说，哦，亲爱的主，我们非常的惊讶，能够看到他是如此的幸运，甚至能够在头上能得到你莲花足下的尘土。
This is a fortune sought after by great saintly persons.
今天是那些伟大的圣人们所不断祈求得到的幸运。
Even the goddess of fortune underwent severe austerities just to have the blessing of the dust of your lotus feet. So how is it that Kaliya is so easily getting this dust on his head?
连幸运女神都要经历巨大的苦行，就为了去得到你莲花足下尘土的祝福。所以卡利亚是怎么能，他怎么可能这么轻易就在自己头上就得到了你的尘土呢？
We have heard from authoritative sources that those who are blessed with the dust of your lotus feet do not care even for the highest post within the universe.
我们已经从权威的来源听说，那些得到你莲花足下尘土的祝福的人，他们甚至都不在乎在这宇宙当中最高的位置。
Not even the post of Lord Brahma or the kingship.Of the heavenly planets or the sovereignty of this planet. Nor do such persons desire to rule the planets above this earth, such as Siddhaloka. Nor do they aspire for the mystic powers achieved by the yoga process. Nor do the pure devotees aspire for liberation by becoming one with you. My Lord, although he is born in a species of life which is fostered by the most abominable mode of material nature.
我的主啊，虽然他出生在这样一个种族当中，这样一个种族是由最可怖的、可怕的物质本性的这种形态所这个滋养的。
Being accompanied with the quality of anger, this king of the serpents has achieved something very, very rare.
那么这个蛇王，他就伴随着这样，他虽然他就是有着这种愤怒的品质，但他却似乎他好像他是得到一样，取得了一样非常非常罕有的成就。
Living entities who are wandering within this universe in different species of life can very easily achieve the greatest benediction only by your mercy.
这些生物体他们已经在不同的种族当中，在这个物质宇宙里面四处漫游。
It is confirmed in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that the living entities are wandering within the universe in various species of life.
Chaitanya Charitamrita 也已经确认到，这个生物体在这个宇宙当中已经在各种各样的生命种族当中不断的漫游游荡。
But by the mercy of Krishna and the spiritual master,They can get the seat of devotional service, and thus their path of liberation can be cleared. The Nagapatnis continued, We therefore offer our respectful obeisances unto you, our dear Lord, because you are the Supreme Person, who are living as a super soul within every living entity.
谢那个帕尼就继续说道，因此呢，我们亲爱的主啊，因此我们向你致以虔敬的礼拜，因为你是至尊者，你是作为超灵生活在居住在每一个生物体心中。
You are transcendental to the cosmic manifestation. Everything is resting in you.
虽然你超越所有的宇宙转世，但一切又停在于你之中。
You are the personified indefatigable eternal time.
你是这个永恒时间不可摧毁不可永恒的不可摧毁的时间的人格在代表。
The entire time force is existing in you, and you are therefore the seer and the embodiment of total time in the shape of the past, present, and future, month, day, hour, moment, everything.
整个的时间的这种力量都存在于你之中，所以呢，你是整个时间就是与过去、现在和未来，还有月、日、小时、分钟等等一切的这种。
In other words, O Lord, you can see perfectly all the activities happening in every moment, in every hour, in every day, in every month, in every year, past, present, and future.
哦，主，换言之，你能够完美的看到所有活动发生在每一刻中，每一分钟，每一小时，每一天。每个月每年过去现在和未来
You are yourself the universal form and yet you are different from this universe
你自己就是宇宙形象但同时呢你又跟这个宇宙 又有所不同
You are simultaneously one with and different from the universe
你和这个宇宙是极一极一的
We therefore offer our respectful obeisances unto you
所以呢我们向你致以虔敬的礼拜
You are yourself the whole universe, and yet you are the creator of the whole universe.
你本人就是整个宇宙，但同时呢，你又是整个宇宙的创造者。
You are the superintendent and maintainer of this whole universe, and you are its original cause.
你是整个宇宙的制造和维系者，但同时呢，你就是它原初的本。
Although you are present within this universe by your three qualitative incarnations, Brahma, Vishnu, and Maheshwara, you are transcendental to the material creation.
虽然你通过你的这种品质的化身的，比如说 Brahma, Vishnu, and Maheshwara, 而居住在宇宙之中，但同时呢，你又超越于整个宇宙，物质创造。
Although you are the cause of the appearance of all kinds of living entities, Their senses, their lives, their minds, their intelligence, you are to be realized by your internal energy.
虽然你是各种生物体显现的原因，它也就是各种生物，包括他们的感官、他们的生命、心力和他们的智性，但你又要通过，只有通过你的内在能量才能觉悟到你。
Let us therefore offer our respectful obeisances unto you who are unlimited, finer than the finest, the center of all creation, and the knower of everything.
因此呢，让我们奉之以虔敬的礼拜，因为你是无限的，你比最好的还最精致的还要精致，你是所有的创造的中心，你是万物的知识者。
Different varieties of philosophical speculators try to reach you.
很多的这些哲学推敲者都想要达到你。
You are the ultimate goal of all philosophical efforts, and it is actually only you who are described by all philosophies and by different kinds of doctrines.
你是所有的这个哲学努力的终极目标，而且呢，事实上只有你，其实所谓的这些哲学以及所谓的这些教义啊，都只是描述的是你。
Let us offer our respectful obeisances unto you, because you are the origin of all scripture and the source of knowledge.
让我们向您致以虔敬的礼拜，因为你是所有经典的源头，你是所有知识的源头。
You are the root of all evidences, and you are the supreme person who can bestow upon us the supreme knowledge.
你是所有证据的根源，你是这位至尊者，能够向我们赐予至尊的知识。
You are the cause of all kinds of desires, and you are the cause of all kinds of satisfaction.
你是各种欲望的源头，你又是各种满足的源头。
You are the Vedas personified. Therefore, we offer you our respectful obeisances.
你是伟达经的人格代表，所以呢，我们向你致以诚敬的礼拜。
Our dear Lord, you are the supreme personality of Godhead Krishna, and you are also the supreme enjoyer.
我们亲爱的主啊，你就是至尊人格首成 Krishna， 你又是至尊的享受者。
You have now appeared as the son of Vasudeva, a manifestation of the state of pure goodness.
现在你显现为 Vasudeva 的儿子，那么这是一个纯粹的善良的这个展示。
You are the predominating deities of mind and intelligence, Aniruddha and Pradyumna, and you are the Lord of all Vaishnavas.
你是心意智性 Aniruddha 和 Pradyumna 的这种主要的神职，你是所有 Vaishnava 之主。
By your expansion as a Chaturvyuha, namely Vasudeva Sankarshan,Aniruddha and Pradyumna, you are the cause of the development of mind and intelligence.
通过你作为 Chaturvyuha 的这种扩展，也就是说 Vasudeva Sankarshan, Aniruddha 和 Pradyumna 这是他们的扩展，那么就是心意和智性的可以发展的源头原因。
By your activities only, the living entities become covered by forgetfulness or discover their real identity.
只是通过你的活动，这个生物体就被遗忘所覆盖，或者发现它们的真实身份。
This is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. The Lord is sitting as a super soul in everyone's heart, and due to His presence, a living entity either forgets Himself or revives His original identity.
那么这就在《佛家梵歌》的第十五章里面有确认说，主作为超灵居住在每一个人心中。而且呢，正是由于他的灵在这个生物体，或者遗忘自我，或者发现唤醒他原初的身份。
We can partially understand that you are within our hearts as a witness of all our activities, but it is very difficult to appreciate your presence, although every one of us can do so to some extent.
那么我们在部分人就能理解到，你是作为我们所有活动的目击者而居于我们心中。但是呢，要去挺欣赏到你的存在是不容易。虽然我们每个人都其实，在某种程度上都能这样做到。
You are the supreme controller of both material and spiritual energies.
你既是物质能量，也是灵性能量的至尊控制者。
Therefore, you are the supreme leader, although you are different from this cosmic manifestation.
所以呢，你就是这位至尊的领导。虽然说你和这个宇宙展示又有所不同。
You are the witness and creator and the very ingredient of this cosmic manifestation.
你是目击者，也是创造者，而且也是这个宇宙展示的元素。
We therefore offer our respectful obeisances unto you.
所以呢，我们向你致以诚敬的礼拜。
Our dear Lord, in the matter of creating this cosmic manifestation, personally, you have nothing to exert.
我们亲爱的主啊，在创造这个宇宙展示的这个事情当中呢，其实你本人没什么好做的。
By expanding your different kinds of energy, namely the mode of passion, the mode of goodness, and the mode of ignorance, you create, maintain, and annihilate this cosmic manifestation.
那么通过扩展你的、延伸你的不同的能量，也就是说。情欲、善良和愚昧形态，你就创造维系，并且毁灭这个宇宙战士。
As the controller of the entire time force, you simply glance over the material energy, thereby creating this universe and energizing the different modes of material nature, which act differently in different creatures.
那么作为整个时间力量的这个控制者，你只是解释这个物质能量，然后呢就创造这个宇宙，并且为这个不同的物质自然的这个形态赋予能量，然后他们就在不同的生物种族当中去行动。
No one can estimate, therefore, how your activities are going on within this world.
所以呢，没有一个人能够去评估你在这个世界上的活动是如何进行的。
Our dear Lord, you have expanded into the three principal deities of this universe.
我们亲爱的主啊，虽然你已经把自己扩展为这个宇宙当中三个主要神像。
These are Lord Brahma, Lord Vishnu, and Lord Shiva. For creation, maintenance, and destruction, you appear as Lord Vishnu. Your appearance as Lord Vishnu is actually from the benediction of living creatures.
也就是说 主 Brahma 主 Vishnu 和 主 Shiva 就为了达到创造维系和毁灭的目的 那么你的作为主 Vishnu 的显现呢事实上是为了祝福众生
Therefore, for those who are actually peaceful and who are aspiring after the supreme peace, worship of your peaceful appearance as Lord Vishnu is recommended.
所以呢，为了那些事实上是平和的人，而且他们的渴望能达到至尊平和的人，那么崇拜你的，那么就对他们来说是推荐来崇拜您作为主Vishnu这个平和的显现。
Lord, we are submitting our prayers unto you.
哦，主啊，我们在向你这里祈祷。
You can appreciate that this poor serpent is going to give up his life.
你能够看到这个可怜的蛇马上就要离开躯体了。
You know that for us women, our husband is our life and everything.
你知道对于我们女子来说，我们的丈夫就是我们的生命，就是我们的一切。
Therefore, we are praying unto you that you kindly excuse Kaliya, our husband, because if this serpent dies, then we shall be in great difficulty.
所以呢，我们就向你祈求、祈祷，祈求你仁慈的放下这卡利亚，我们的丈夫，因为这条如果这条蛇死了的话，我们就陷入巨大的困境。
Looking upon us only, please excuse this great offender.
请你只是就看着我们的面上，能够原谅这个大冒犯者。
Our dear Lord, every living creature is your offspring, and you maintain everyone.
我们亲爱的主啊，每一个所有的生物体都是你的后代，而且你维系着每一个人。The
serpent is also your offspring. You can excuse him once, although he has offended you, undoubtedly without knowing your supremacy.
那么这个蛇呢，也是你的后代，所以呢，尽管他冒犯了你，他毫无疑问的并不知道你的至尊地位，冒犯你，所以祈求你可以原谅他。We
are praying that he may be excused this time.
我们希望这次能够被原谅。
Our dear Lord, we are offering our loving service unto you because we are all eternal servitors of your lordship.
我们亲爱的主啊，我们向你致以，献上充满爱心的服务，因为我们都是您永恒的仆人。
You can order us to do whatever you please.
无论你想要什么，你都可以来命令我们。
Every living being can be relieved from all kinds of despair if he agrees to abide by your orders.
每一个生物体如果他同意去遵守你的训示命令的话，他就可以从所有的绝望当中解脱出来。
After the Nagapatnis submitted their prayers, Lord Krishna released Kaliya from his punishment.
然后当这些Nagapatnis向献上这祈祷之后呢，Krishna就放掉了Kaliya，不再惩罚他了。
Kaliya was already unconscious from being struck by the Lord.
那么当主将击打他，这个卡利亚已经失去了知觉。Upon
regaining consciousness and being released from the punishment, Kaliya got back his life force and the working power of his senses.
那么当他又恢复了知觉，并且从这惩罚当中解脱出来之后呢，卡利亚又恢复得回了他的生命力，他的这感官的这个工作力也恢复了。
With folded hands, he humbly began to pray to the Supreme Lord Krishna.
然后呢，他就双手合十，但是卑微的、谦卑的向真主Krishna祈祷。
My dear Lord, I have been born in such a species that by nature I am angry and envious, being in the darkest region of the motivations.
我亲爱的主啊，因为由于我的天性。 因为我出生在这样一个种族当中，所以呢，我的天性愤怒而嫉妒，我处在愚昧黑暗、愚昧形态的最黑暗的领域。
Your Lordship knows well that it is very difficult to give up one's natural instincts, although by such instincts a living creature transmigrates from one body to another.
你非常清楚要放弃某一个人的天性的话，这是很难的。虽然说通过这样的这些天性的这个升级，也是从一个会从一个躯体在。
It is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita that it is very difficult to get out of the clutches of material nature.
佛教梵文也确认到要摆脱物质自然的掌控的话是很困难的。
But if anyone surrenders unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, the modes of material nature can no longer act on him.
如果一个人去皈依至真人格守神 Krishna的话， 那么物质自然的这种形态就无法再在他身上起作用了。
My dear Lord, Kaliya continued, you are the original creator of the modes of material nature by which the universe is created.
我亲爱的主，卡利亚继续说道，你是物质自然形态原初的创造者，那通过这个物质自然呢，那么宇宙又被创造。You
are the cause of the different kinds of mentality possessed by living creatures by which they have obtained different varieties of bodies.
那么你是对所有的生物体拥有的不同的心态的源头原因。 那么通过这一切呢，这生物体他们又得到了不同的躯体。
My dear Lord, I am born as a serpent, therefore by natural instinct I am very angry.
我亲爱的主啊，因我投生为一条蛇，所以呢出于天性我很愤怒。
How is it then possible to give up my acquired nature without your mercy?
所以呢，如果没有得到你的仁慈的话，怎么可能放掉这个天性呢？
It is very difficult to get out of the clutches of your Maya. By your Maya, we remain enslaved. My dear Lord, kindly excuse me for my inevitable material tendencies. I surrender unto you. Now you can punish me or save me as you desire.
现在你看你自己的愿望，你可以惩罚我，也可以救我。
After hearing this, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who was acting as a small human child, ordered the serpent thus, you must immediately leave this place and go to the ocean. Leave without delay.
那么听了之后呢，至尊人格守神，当然他是扮演了一个小人类的小男孩，这样一个至尊人，他就 他就这样去命令这条蛇说，你现在必须离开这个地方，去大海，要毫不迟延，赶快离开。
You can take with you all your offspring, wives, and everything you possess.
你可以一起带走你所有的后代，你的妻子们，还有你拥有所有的财产。
Don't pollute the waters of the Jamuna.
不要污染雅穆纳河水。
Let it be drunk by my cows and cowherd boys without hindrance.
你要让我的这些奶牛和这些奶牛牧牛童朋友们能够毫不迟疑的能够喝到这水。
The Lord then declared that the order given to the Kaliya snake be recited and heard by everyone so that no one need fear Kaliya any longer.
那么主呢，然后就宣布说，给卡利亚蛇的这个命令要让每个人要大声的讲出来，让每个人都能听到，这样呢就不必再有任何人。
Anyone who hears the narration of the Kaliya serpent and his punishment will need fear no more the envious activities of snakes.
任何人如果听到了关于这个卡利亚蛇的描述的话，以及他的受惩被受惩罚这些的描述的话，他就不需要再去害怕蛇的嫉妒的活动。
Lord also declared, if one takes a bath in the Kaliya lake, where my cowherd boyfriends and I have bathed, or if one fasts for a day and offers oblations to the forefathers from the water of this lake, he will be relieved from all kinds of sinful reactions.
主呢还宣布说，如果一个人在卡利亚湖里面沐浴过，因为我的这些牧牛童男朋友们和我在这里沐浴过，就是这同一条河里湖里沐浴过。 或者说一个人他戒食一天，并且从以这个湖里用这个湖水向祖先做出个供奉的话，他就能从所有这个活动当中得到缓解。Lord
also assured Kaliya, you came here out of fear of Garuda, who wanted to eat you in the beautiful land by the ocean.
那么主还向卡利亚保证说，因为你是出于对高鲁达的恐惧来到了这里，因为高鲁达他想要在湖这个大海边的这个美丽的土地上杀死吃了你。
Now, after seeing the marks where I have touched your head with my lotus feet, Garuda will not disturb you.
那么现在呢，当 Garuda 看到我莲花足在你头上，碰到你的头上之后留下的印记之后呢， Garuda 就不会再来打扰你。
The Lord was pleased with Kaliya and his wives.
主呢就对卡利亚和他的妻子们所喜悦。
Immediately after hearing his order, the snake and his wives began to worship him with great offerings of nice garments, flowers, garlands, jewels, ornaments, sandalwood pulp, lotus flowers, and nice edible fruits.
那么，得到他的这个训旨，他的命令之后呢，那个这卡利亚蛇和他的妻子们立即就开始向他做出崇拜，然后献上了很好的袍子、衣服啊、鲜花、花环、珠宝、首饰。以及檀香、姜叶、莲花和很好的可吃的水果。
In this way, they pleased the master of Garuda, of whom they were very much afraid.
这样他们就取悦了这个 Garuda 的主人，因为他们是非常害怕 Garuda 的，但他们却取悦了 Garuda 的主人。
Then, obeying the orders of Lord Krishna, all of them left the lake within the Jamuna.
然后呢，他们就遵守主 Krishna 的命令，所有的这蛇都离开了亚穆达中。
Thus our chapter ends.
我们这一章就讲完了。
Now Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur has made some important comments.
Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur 对此做出一些很重要的评述。
That.The first thing he mentions is that such pastimes as this, they nourish the senses of devotees.
首先他就说这样的逍遥时光他们能够滋养奉献者的感官。
We have to understand that as devotees, our senses are gradually becoming purified.
作为奉献者我们都知道我们的感官在逐渐得到净化。
And as they become purified or spiritualized,they become nourished by hearing the pastimes of Krishna.
当我们的感官受到净化和灵性化的时候，他们就得到了通过聆听关于 Krishna 的逍遥时光而得到了滋养。
So the more we supply the spiritual foodstuff to our spiritual senses, the more they will become enlivened.
所以呢，我们越多的向自己灵性的感官献上灵性的这种食物的话，那我们他们就能够恢复活力。
Another point with which Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur makes is that Balaram could understand that Krishna's Lila Shakti potency was arranging everything.
那 Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur 还说了一点，就是主 Balaram 的这个 Lila Shakti 的就算是这个能量，他在其实是在安排一切。
So he prevented Nanda Maharaj and others from drowning themselves in the Jamuna.
Sorry, it was broken.
I said, so he prevented Nanda Maharaj and others from drowning themselves in the Jamuna.
So he prevented Nanda Maharaj and others from drowning themselves in the Jamuna.
So you remember that.Nanda Maharaj and the other Brajbasis, they were feeling such separation from Krishna and so fearful that he was going to be killed by Kaliya that they were ready to drown themselves. But Balaram could understand that this was all a big arrangement to increase the rasa between Krishna and the Brajbasis. So he prevented them from drowning themselves. Another point is that Balaram, he laughed to himself.Thinking that Krishna won't play with me in the form of Seshanag, but he is now playing with this common snake, Kaliya.
那同时呢，还有一点就是巴拉拉姆在对着自己大笑，他说 Krishna 想跟他作为 Krishna 一起来玩，但现在他却在和这个普通的蛇 Kaliya 在玩。
So even Balaram was amazed at how Krishna was sporting with this serpent.
所以呢，当巴拉拉姆看到 Krishna 在和这条蛇在这种游戏的时候，连他都非常的震惊。
So Krishna's pastimes are so amazing that even sometimes it amaze his expansions.
所以呢 ，Krishna 的这些小时光是如此让人震惊，有时候连他自己的扩展都会被。
Now, as we saw or heard in the pastime, the Brajabasis, when they saw that Krishna was in Kaliya's coils, they felt intense separation. Vishma Chakrabarti Thakur points out that Yogamaya and other potencies, used this pastime to churn the ocean of rasa.
那么就说到了这个，其实这个 Yoga Maya 其实在运用这个逍遥时光，而在搅拌 rasa 之阳。
It's interesting that even the Brajabasis who are so close to Krishna in certain pastimes like this, they felt that Krishna was going to be taken away from them, and they were feeling this intense mood of separation.
很有意思，就是甚至连 Brajabasis 他们跟 Krishna 是那么的亲近，但是呢，像有的时候在这样的逍遥时光发生的时候，他们都感觉到好像 Krishna 要被从他们身边被带走。
So even when Krishna is present, there is this dichotomy of separation and union.
然后他们就感觉到强烈的分离之心。所以即便当 Krishna 还在跟他们在一起的时候，他们也能感受到一种强烈的一种分离和重聚的团聚的这样的情感。
Another point that he makes is that the seed of bhakti was planted into Kaliya's heart by the Nagapatnis, but it couldn't sprout due to Kaliya's previous offenses.
那么还有一点提到，就是有这个 Nagapatni 把这个愤爱的种子已经种在了 Kaliya 的这个心中。但是呢，由于他先前做出的冒犯，这一种子没法发芽。
So from all those wonderful prayers that Nagapatnis offered, it's quite clear that they were very spiritually advanced.
所以呢，从这些 Nagapatni 供奉的这些祷文当中，我们可以看得出来很清楚的一点，他们在灵性上其实是很进步的。
Like spiritual masters, they planted the seed of bhakti into Kaliya's heart.
他们就像灵性导师一样，把这个奉爱的种子种在了 Kaliya 心中。
But the field of his heart was barren because of his previous offenses, and the bhakti seed could not sprout.
但是就因为他先前的这些做出的冒犯，所以呢，他的这个新的这个种子土壤就变得非常的枯干，所以这八级的种困难的种子没法发芽。
But Krishna's touch, when he was dancing on the hoods of Kaliya, neutralized the offenses, and then, as we see, the seed of devotion began to sprout.
但是由于 Krishna 的触碰，也就是当 Krishna 莲花座在 Kaliya 的头上跳舞的时候呢，就受到了净化，然后这一份爱的种子就开始发芽。
This is quite an amazing transformation.
这是一种让人非常惊叹的一种转变。
So then the Nagapatnis, they approached Krishna because they saw Kaliya was becoming a Vaishnava.
So when the Nagapatnis saw Kaliya was already becoming a Vaishnava, they went to Krishna.
And this was due to only one thing, Krishna's causeless mercy. Now here are a few points that I thought of while reading this pastime. The first is that in the beginning of the chapter, we hear how Maharaj Parikshit was becoming more and more enthusiastic to hear.
首先呢，就是在这一章开始的时候，我们看到了 Maharaj Parikshit 他是如何越来越充满热情的想要去聆听。
And the more that he hears, the more he gains a desire to hear. So that is really how the process of hearing and chanting works. When we hear, we become purified. And as we become purified, we want to hear more. And by hearing more, we become more purified. And then we become more enthusiastic to hear. So it just keeps growing and growing like that. So we should not worry that if at present we do not have much of a taste for hearing. Srila Prabhupada said that if we just go on hearing, we will gain the taste to hear more and more. So somehow or another, we have to make the arrangement to hear. Read, listen to taped classes, lectures, listen to kirtan. Any way that you can hear spiritual sound vibration, you should make that arrangement. Our goal should be to hear 24 hours a day. In the same way the Prophet said that 16 rounds is the minimum, he said, really, we should be chanting 24 hours a day. Another observation that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur makes is that one of Krishna's six opulence, one of Krishna's six opulences is strength, and thus he shows this in fighting with Kaliya. So, I was thinking how Prabhupada would often say that the fact that we have a fighting propensity is due to the fact that Krishna has that fighting propensity originally. So ultimately everything originates with Krishna. And last point is that the prayers of Anagapatnis and Kaliya, they are amazingly instructive of the surrendering process and the transformation of consciousness. Because we often lament, you know, that we're so fallen. And at times we may feel hopeless. But if we hear pastimes like this, we can gain great hope. Here is a living entity in the form of a snake. Snakes are in the mode of ignorance. They're envious. They're angry. They're always in a very negative state of consciousness. But even though this living entity was in this form, by the mercy of Krishna's devotees and Krishna himself, he was purified and delivered. He went from the lowest level of snake consciousness to Krishna consciousness.
他从最低的蛇的知觉当中转变提升到了不生知觉。
So if that can happen, what to speak of us?
所以如果连这样的事情都会发生的话，那更加是我们了。
We have great hope.
我们有很大的希望。
If we simply follow in the footsteps of the great acharyas,
我们只要去追随这伟大的 acharya 的步伐。
We take shelter of the devotees, Guru and Krishna. We arrange to hear and chant as much as possible. Then there will be this transformation of consciousness. It's already happening. So we simply have to continue.And we will reach the stage of pure Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada promised that if we would simply do what he asked, then we could become fully Krishna conscious within this lifetime. And we could go back to Krishna.
然后我们就可以回到 Krishna 身边。
So, we should finish our business in the material world in this lifetime and go back to Krishna at the end.
所以呢，我们应该在今生就完全结束掉我们在这个物质世界所有的这一切，然后最终回到 Krishna， 回到神手身边。
So let us end here.
我们就讲到这里了。
And.We'll offer our thanks to Gopi Gita Mataji for the nice translation.
感谢 Gopi Gita 翻译。
And we will also offer our thanks to Shakshi Gopal Charanprabhu for facilitating this lecture.
也感谢。感谢 Shakshi Gopal Charanprabhu 为我们安排这样的讲课。
And we shall thank all of you for listening.
你感谢大家的聆听。
Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna。感谢大家聆听我分享之音的播音，我们下周再见。Hare Krishna。